All his life, Abraham Lincoln was given to bouts of depression. These increased markedly during the Civil War, when the mounting death tolls weighed heavily on him. "Doesn't it seem strange to you that I should be here?" he asked a visiting congressman. "Doesn't it strike you as queer that I, who couldn't cut the head off a chicken, and who was sick at the sight of blood, should be cast into the middle of a great war, with blood flowing all about me?" Late at night, Lincoln would struggle with his own responsibility for the slaughter. Historians have long debated whether or not he was a religious man. Most contemporaries considered him an agnostic. But Lincoln undoubtedly took comfort from the idea that a divine will was somehow at work. "The purposes of the Almighty are perfect and must prevail," he wrote in 1864, "though we erring mortals may fail to accurately perceive them." About the same time, Lincoln was also beset by fears that he wouldn't be able to see the terrible job through. Not because of assassination, but rather because he was convinced that General George McClellan, whom Lincoln had fired for dilly-dallying in 1862, would beat him in the November election. McClellan and the Democrats were calling for peace, which Lincoln knew appealed strongly to a war-weary public. He was so pessimistic, in fact, that 2 months before the election, he wrote the following secret memorandum. "This morning, as for some days past, it seems exceedingly probable that this administration will not be re-elected. Then it will be my duty to so cooperate with the president-elect as to save the Union between the election and the inauguration, as he will have secured his election on such ground that he cannot possibly save it afterwards." But Lincoln was wrong about his chances. Sherman captured Atlanta, Sheridan broke Early's army in the Shenandoah, and Lincoln won handily, ending all talk of a negotiated peace that would have recognized the Confederacy. Thus the war ended, slavery perished, and the Union endured. Such was Lincoln's legacy.